Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Safe Mortgage Loan Originator National Exam Study Guide Second Edition by Patricia O'Connor, is a practical test preparation manual for the Safe Mortgage Loan Originator National Exam. It is written for people entering the mortgage industry who need to master the core knowledge areas tested by the NMLS, especially federal mortgage-related laws and the end-to-end loan origination process. Rather than presenting only drills, the guide emphasizes understanding key concepts so candidates can handle scenario-based questions across its chapters. It surveys mortgage fundamentals, loan products and terminology, the loan application and documentation workflow, underwriting and closing steps, and how loans move into the secondary market. It also highlights professional conduct topics such as ethics, compliance, and fraud awareness. A major study feature is the built-in practice support quizzes placed throughout the text and multiple practice exam sets, totaling hundreds of questions and answers. The book is positioned as an accessible, organized resource that many readers use as a primary study tool, often alongside other prep materials. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, federal mortgage-related laws and the SAFE Act framework. A central focus of the study guide is the body of federal rules that shape how residential mortgages are advertised, originated, disclosed, and serviced. The book is structured to help exam candidates recognize which law applies to a given fact pattern and what compliance outcome is expected. This includes the SAFE Act context for licensing and the broader regulatory environment that mortgage loan originators operate within. The guide also reflects that exam preparation is not just about memorizing acronyms, but about connecting them to consumer protections and required practices. Candidates are expected to understand the purpose and practical impact of major mortgage regulations and the role of agencies that interpret and enforce them, including changes that have been associated with Consumer Financial Protection Bureau rulemaking. In exam terms, this means being able to identify prohibited conduct, required disclosures, timing expectations, and liability risk from common origination scenarios. By presenting rules alongside plain language explanations, the book aims to convert compliance content into usable decision-making steps, which is the skill set the national exam tends to reward. Secondly, mortgage lending basics and core terminology. The guide devotes substantial attention to foundational mortgage knowledge. Since many test takers are new to the industry, and the national exam blends legal questions with practical lending concepts, readers are walked through the vocabulary and core mechanics of mortgage finance, such as loan structure, interest, and payment basics, and how key terms relate to borrower qualification and loan pricing. This grounding supports exam readiness because many questions are framed around definitions, comparisons between concepts, and the ability to spot which term best matches a scenario. The book also treats terminology as more than a glossary exercise. Understanding the language is presented as a prerequisite to interpreting application data, underwriting decisions, and closing documentation. In addition, the guide connects basic concepts to real workflow decisions an originator faces, such as how product features influence consumer risk and suitability. For learners, this section functions as the base layer that makes the later chapters on underwriting, compliance, and closing easier to absorb. It also provides a shared framework for the practice questions and quizzes that appear throughout the study program. Thirdly, the loan application process and documentation workflow. Another major topic is the step-by-step progression of a mortgage file from initial inquiry through a completed application and supporting documentation. The study guide frames this as both a practical workflow and an exam domain, because the SAFE exam often tests how an originator should handle information gathering, disclosures, and borrower communication. The book explains what is typically collected during the application stage, why documentation matters, and how file quality influences processing and underwriting outcomes. Readers are coached to think in process terms: what happens first, what must be verified, what is commonly requested, and how to avoid mistakes that can create compliance exposure or delays. This process orientation also supports scenario questions in which the test taker must choose the correct next step or identify a missing document or disclosure. By emphasizing understanding, the guide encourages candidates to connect the purpose of each step to consumer protection and sound lending practices, rather than treating it as a checklist. The built-in quizzes help reinforce sequencing and common pitfalls, which is useful for candidates trying to translate reading into exam performance. Fourthly, underwriting, closing, and the secondary market connection. The guide covers how a loan moves from application to underwriting and ultimately to closing, including the logic underwriters use to evaluate risk and the practical meaning of approval conditions. While the book is a study guide, it addresses enough operational detail to help candidates interpret typical exam scenarios involving income, assets, credit, and collateral considerations. It also introduces the closing phase as a compliance-sensitive endpoint where accuracy, documentation, and consumer understanding are essential alongside these steps. The book includes coverage of the secondary market, which matters because many mortgages are originated with the expectation that they will be sold. And this reality influences underwriting standards and documentation requirements. For test takers, understanding this connection clarifies why certain rules, investor guidelines, and quality controls exist. The study guide uses practice questions to check comprehension of how underwriting decisions and closing requirements fit into the broader mortgage ecosystem. By combining operational flow with exam-oriented review, the book helps candidates develop a cohesive mental model of origination rather than isolated facts. Lastly, ethics. All fraud awareness and exam-focused practice strategy. Professional responsibility is treated as a distinct exam domain. And the study guide addresses ethics and fraud awareness as practical obligations, not just abstract ideals. Candidates are expected to recognize red flags, understand why misrepresentation harms consumers and markets, and identify conduct that violates legal or ethical standards. The book pairs this content with an explicit study strategy practice, is included throughout via quizzes and multiple practice exam sets, totaling hundreds of questions and answers. Importantly, the guide communicates that passing depends on understanding, not simply memorizing question banks, because the exam uses scenario-based prompts that test judgment. This approach aligns the ethics content with decision-making what an originator should do when faced with questionable information, pressure from third parties, or conflicts of interest. Reviewers often point to the organization and the practice materials as a key benefit, while some also recommend supplementing with additional resources for maximum coverage. As a result, the book functions both as a content primer and as a structured rehearsal tool to build confidence before the national licensing test. In conclusion, this study guide is best suited to prospective mortgage loan originators who want a single, exam-aligned resource that combines a broad content review with frequent knowledge checks. It is also useful for newcomers who need a foundational map of how mortgage origination works in practice, from application through underwriting and closing. While keeping federal compliance expectations in view, the most immediate practical benefit is exam readiness. The book organizes major test domains, reinforces them with quizzes, and provides practice final exams so readers can assess retention and timing. Beyond passing, readers can gain a clearer understanding of the terminology, workflow, and ethical obligations that shape day-to-day origination decisions. Compared with many prep products that lean heavily on flashcards or pure question banks, this guide emphasizes comprehension and context, which is important for scenario-driven testing. It also distinguishes itself by combining mortgage process coverage with dedicated attention to ethics and fraud topics that are frequently tested. At the same time, realistic positioning matters. Some readers treat it as a core text and still add other materials for broader detail or alternate explanations. Used as a main roadmap plus targeted supplementation, it can be an efficient practical path toward competence and licensing. If you would like to support Patricia O'Connor, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.